It's Wednesday, October 10th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm George Kearns with a recap of this morning's South Carolina headlines. Hurricane Michael is a strong Category 4 storm this morning and could still strengthen before making landfall near Panama City, Florida, later today. The storm is moving northeast at 13 miles an hour, with winds now near 145 miles per hour. As Michael moves through central Georgia, it will weaken, becoming a tropical storm by the time it crosses into South Carolina. The Palmetto State will begin feeling the effects of the storm late tonight and tomorrow morning near the Georgia border, then tomorrow afternoon as it crosses through the state, entering near Aiken County, exiting around Marlboro County. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for much of the southern and eastern portions of the state. Tropical storm watches are in effect for the Midlands. Stay tuned for more throughout the day right here on South Carolina Public Radio. Another big story this morning at the State House, a state grand jury report released yesterday says State Attorney General Alan Wilson's inaction impeded the investigation into corruption at the State House, whether he intended it to or not. To date, six former Republican state lawmakers have been charged by the grand jury for various ethics violations. Four have pleaded guilty. Two are awaiting trial. We have more now from South Carolina Public Radio's Russ McKinney.
The report sheds light on the role of a number of state agencies and businesses and their use of the political consulting firm Richard Quinn and Associates. Five of the lawmakers charged in the probe had connections to the firm, and the report says the corporate entities retained the Quinn firm for the purpose of gaining access to and influence over the public officials in violation of state law. The report discloses the University of South Carolina, Palmetto Health, ScanaCorp, and AT&T all disputed their roles in the pay-for-influence scheme, but they all agreed to pay the state steep fines, greater than called for in the State Ethics Act, in order to avoid prosecution. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.
In other news, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley announced yesterday she is resigning at the end of the year. The former South Carolina governor hinted in her resignation letter to President Trump that she may be headed to the private sector. Sitting beside the president in the Oval Office, Haley did say she is not considering a run for president herself in 2020.
I was governor for 6 years, and we dealt with a hurricane, a thousand-year flood, a church shooting, a school shooting. There was a lot. And then to come in and do 2 years of Russia and Iran and North Korea, it's been 8 years of intense time, and I'm a believer in term limits. I think you have to be selfless enough to know when you step aside and allow someone else to do the job.
The president later said a successor would be named in 2 to 3 weeks, or maybe sooner. And that's a look at some of the stories we're covering on this Wednesday, October 10th. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.